Yeah, we've got an interview with Pat Collins, and I came across her book a couple of weeks ago in the State Library, and it's called Useful Weeds at Your Doorstep. And it's just an A3, self-published. It looks like could even be photocopied.
It's very DIY.
Very DIY, yeah. But excellent information, and I just recognised so many weeds, and I felt like I suddenly had this beautiful resource around me. And I went home and I bought the book that night online, and it was the next morning when I woke up, I noticed for the first time in my life, I had this tingly feeling on my lip, and my girlfriend said, "I think you've got a cold sore." And you have to get to that stuff quickly, apparently. And I remember, the day before I'd read in this book, this home remedy using weeds, and I couldn't quite remember what it was. And so I called Pat Collins, and she was very gracious, and I said, "You know, I bought your book last night, but I need some urgent advice." And we got talking, and she gave me an excellent home remedy, which I made up, and saved me a lot of pain.
And it worked? Her advice was accurate?
It seemed to. But, then again, I've never had a cold sore yet, so I don't even know if I was just freaking out.
Now she's not... I mean, as a gardener, I can't. I do have a few issues. I have issues particularly with my perennial weeds, my couch and my kikuyu grass particularly are the bane of my existence, and I don't like them. Is she going to make me try and, you know, love the couch or something? Is it all about that?
Oh, look, before she's through talking, I think you're going to be home. I don't know about the couch. I mean,
going to be loving couch. Yeah. Oh, wow, she's got some mojo, this woman.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Can you tell us a little bit about your practice and your background and how you came to be interested in herbal medicine?
Okay, I've been in herbal medicine for quite some time now. I've actually been practicing about 9 years, but I've been also teaching for about 13 years. I first got into herbal medicine when my children were very young. When they were tiny, they had things like earaches and they were sick and vomiting and all that sort of thing. And I learned about the herbs from a friend. A friend was telling me about the herbs and I was so interested. And I went and did a course through the Queensland Institute of Natural Science. And then I learned that I could do things for my children. And I've always been a very practical person. And I like putting things into action. So I actually tried out all these home remedies and making my own ointments and creams. And I got such fantastic results from it. I went from there. I actually started teaching through TAFE some years after I was qualified. And they just asked me to do an organic gardening course. And I thought people were so interested in herbs, I would teach them about the herbs as well. And from there, I just taught them how to make their bits and pieces and what to do for themselves, and they loved it so much. I've been teaching thousands of students now, and it's a very popular course, and I teach on workshops and I do lectures and talks, and I've written books, and it's just cascaded, and I love what I do, and particularly I love learning about and telling people about the weeds that grow at their doorstep.
That's right. You've written a book called In Touch, or it's part of the In Touch with the Earth series, which you put out,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Useful Weeds at Your Doorstep, and
that's
it
right.
outlines 40 or so weeds which are readily available in the Hunter Valley region, is that right?
Yes, they're actually, most of these herbs that I have written, there's 40 of these herbs that I've put into the book, which are, you know, most people call weeds. They are available throughout Australia, most of these plants, and
yeah.
some of them grow overseas as well.
I certainly recognised most, if not all of them, growing around Melbourne.
That's right, and most of them are very common plants. I mean, I've sort of based it from where I am, of course, but because it's what's readily available, but these are plants that just grow all over the place.
So what sparked up your interest in weeds?
Well, I've grew up on the dairy farm, and I've always been, you know, we've always had weeds around, of course, and I've always been a gardener, and so I thought, well, these plants are growing here for a reason. I'd like to know more about them, and so I started looking into them. And when I did the herb course and I learnt that the herbs, a lot of the herbs were weeds, I thought, what an interesting area, and this is something that everybody can use because everyone's got one of these weeds growing at their back door, and then they can use it for so many different reasons.
What do you have a couple of favourite ones you could tell us about?
Oh, I've got lots of favourites. probably one of my best favourites would be the nettles, the stinging nettles. And it's a good one to talk about because no one can get this one confused, because stinging nettle is so easily identifiable. All you've got to do is get stung by it, you know you've got the right plan. But there's all sorts of stinging nettles. There's, for instance, we have our own native nettle here in Australia, and there's also the imported ones that we've had, a lot of different type of English nettles. Now, they're all useful, and you can use them for all different purposes. Now, nettles are very, very high in minerals and vitamins and very high in good quality chlorophyll. You notice how dark green they are. The darker green the plant is, the higher the mineral content and the higher chlorophyll content. So you know that this is a very good plant for you. We use it for a whole different bits and pieces. I actually juice the plant and I preserve it, or I make a tincture out of it, and I give it for people that have trouble with assimilation of vitamins and minerals, because it's a really good tonic. I also give it to people for trouble with skin problems, because it's an excellent skin problem herb. I also make ointments out of it, such as my wildweed ointment, which is a combination of about seven different weeds that grow around the area, including nettle, and that's extremely good for even problematic skin problems such as psoriasis, which is commonly quite hard to heal, so I'm really pleased with that. I've had little children that have come in to me with eczema on their feet and things like that, and I've actually get them to get the stinging nettles at home, pour boiling water over them and just soak their feet in it, and they've been able to get rid of a lot of their skin problems. It's a really good one. It's got a natural antihistamine in it, so it's a really good one for people with a lot of allergies and trouble with people that have, for instance, hay fever can be quite useful for as well. Another thing, that everyone can do, is you can chop up stinging nettles, you can cover it in apple cider vinegar and leave it for 2 weeks, make it a really strong mix, so chop up as much as nettles as you possibly can, so make it really strong, that you can fill the bottle, and then just cover it with apple cider vinegar with about an inch over the top. I usually encourage people to put it in a blender so it's all mushed up. So you mush up the nettles, and then you just cover it with enough apple cider vinegar with an inch over the top, or, you know, a centimetre or whatever, a couple of centimetres I think it is, and then you just leave it for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks you shake it up and down every day in a warm spot, and then after 2 weeks you filter it off. And when you filter it off through a filter paper, you then use that as a 10% of that in water used on the final hair rinse. And it will keep your hair beautiful and lovely and shiny and free from dandruff. It will strengthen the hair follicle. In fact, I make a hair conditioner out of that by combining that with some sorbeline. And I get wonderful results from people who have hair damage and problems with their hair.
Oh, that's great. That's one I'll probably need to use myself.
Yeah, there's lots of nettles. There's a lot more than that. But anyway, it's great to grow in your garden. It's, you know, it makes the mint so much stronger, and it's wonderful to put in your compost, and it's wonderful to make a soil conditioner out of, and also to make a liquid manure out of it. You pour it onto the plants, and it keeps your plants much healthier as well. So, golly, we could talk all day just about nettles.
Yeah, and the sting, which is its problem, I guess, is also what protects it us from animals. So it's going to be doubly abundant.
Exactly. And the thing about nettles also, especially the native nettle, one of the best ways to stop the native nettle, if anyone's been stung by a stinging nettle, they know what I'm talking about. It can go on for days and days to sting. So all you do is get the juice out of the nettle and you rub that onto the area that's been stung, and it will stop the sting straight away. If you're using English nettle, you can use things like dock or plantain, and even the bracken in the bush is very good. The bottom of the bracken area, you can rub that on the sting and it stops it stinging.
Right, weeds versus weeds.
Yeah, that's right. Everything's there for purpose. I mean, that's the thing. They're growing in the ground. They're giving you beautiful nitrogen, lovely nitrogen in the soil where nettles grow. Great for plant pots.
Right, and do a lot of weeds end up on your dinner plate as well?
Oh, yeah. Especially if I'm making a salad, I'll just go out there and grab a few bits and pieces. For instance, a little bit of wandering dew. A lot of people would know wandering dew. You can chop up a little bit of that and have it on the dinner. A little bit of milk thistle or sow thistle. That's a really nice one, especially when they're young. little bit of, you can use things like plantain and mallow, but they're a bit tough. So I tend to use things like fat hen. Fat hen's a lovely one. I use that a lot and I cook a lot with that. But identification is very, very important. Now, I've written a book, and we've drawn pictures, and we just found the pictures weren't even good enough, and even the descriptions. So we actually got colour photos done as well, because identification is just so paramount. And when I was learning about it, it was my hardest area to make sure I've got the definite right plant. You can send it away to the botanical gardens to get it confirmed, but you don't ask your neighbour. They may know more, than you do.
Yeah, I have to thank you personally for the cold sore cream, which you recommended, made out of what we commonly call deadly nightshade, but you call blackberry nightshade.
Yeah, there's no deadly nightshade growing around this area. That's belladonna. It's only the blackberry nightshade, which is a very edible plant. But saying that, you must never, ever eat the green berries. They've got a little bit of arsenic in it, which shouldn't be too good for you. So you always eat the blackberries or you can use the leaves.
Now, if we adopt all these home herbal remedies using perhaps plants we grow and perhaps weeds, how much do you think we can decrease our reliance on conventional medicine?
Oh, that's the thing. You can do so much. I have never been to a doctor since I had kids, and that was only because I had to have kids. Because every time you've got a headache, every time you're sick, every time you've got an earache, you know, all those sort of problems you can look after naturally as long as you understand what to do. You know, mind you, saying that, if I broke my arm, I'd be there tomorrow. You know, there's reasons that we do go to the doctors, but we need to keep away those colds and those coughs and those things like that that we can look after for ourselves. It always was once looked after by ourselves. Doctors are in very short supply, especially in the country areas. People often have to wait weeks before they can get in. We need to learn more about these natural remedies so that we can look after the simple ailments of life, because they can be looked after so simply. My 17-year-old daughter, well, she's not 17 anymore, she's older than that now, and mind you, she's been to the doctors plenty since she left me, but while she was at home, she never once went to the doctors. She never needed to. We fixed everything for her, from her high fevers to her earache to her skin problems. There was always something you could find to fix them. And often they can be just found in the kitchen with a potato, or, you know, it doesn't have to be just weeds and herbs. It can also be, you know, simple things like a grated potato or a grated carrot or something like that.
I never would have thought of a potato as medicinal.
Oh, potatoes are wonderful. I've written 5 books, and I've also got a video and a CD, but my last book that I wrote, I actually put a whole chapter on just on potatoes and what you can do with the potato. It is a wonderful plant. I tell you, a good one is if anyone has an acid problem, you know, like they've got a bit of reflux or they've got a bit of gout, fantastic for gout, or they've got trouble with arthritis, got a lot of acid build-up. This works like a dream. Or they're on antacids, you know, like Mylanta or Bicub or anything like that. What you do is you get one medium potato and you grate it very finely with a third of a Granny Smith apple. And you have that first thing every morning. Now, you've got to keep that up for approximately a month, and I have so many people off all their antacid tablets. They've been able to keep away from all the medicines and the drugs. It's just wonderful, and it works like a dream. It mightn't taste too good, but the things you've got to do for your health.
That's amazing. I'm thinking of people who could use this as you're saying it. There's such a wonderful wealth of knowledge. Now, if people want to get a hold of your books or your videos, how do they do that?
They can just contact here us at Musselbrook here. We're on 02-65-411-884, or I've got an email address, p.collins, that's C-O-L-L-I-N-S, at Hunterlink, and that's just Hunterlink, hunterlink.com.au. Or you can write to us too. We're called the Centre, which is stands for Total Health and Education Centre, at 196 Bridge Street, Musselbrook, and that's 2333.